today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You don't seem to understand. I want more viewers. I can't do this anymore unless I get more viewers. Don't you understand me? I can't do this anymore. I have more viewers, please. God, please. Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, St. John the Beloved welcomes Mike O'Mara.
Hey, how you doing? Nice seeing you, parishioners. How's it going today? All right. Hey, I see. Hey, you brought the fat girl down front again. Thanks a lot, sir. Reggie, great to see you back in church. All right. Where'd you find her? Krispy Kreme? Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I mean, if that was turning loaves into fishes, there had to be a lot of fishes. Am I right?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'd like to talk about sleep. I'd like to talk about sleep patterns. I actually have an appointment to talk to a doctor about sleep habits, and it might be 59. It might be having a five-year-old. It might be whatever. I don't know, but for both mama and papa, it has been an unsettling sleep week in the O'Mara household. Even on my fabulous Sleep Number bed, I will tell you that the habits, I will take you through my night last night. Mrs. O'Mara retreats to the bedroom. I stay out in the living area and turn on a I want to say 9-ish.
Oh, early. Right. Not earlier.
I turn on a pay-per-view movie that I have wanted to see for quite some time. It is Stan and Ollie.
Oh, good.
And Stan and Ollie moves along, and it's a biopic, and I think, as Rob had said, not too bad. Right?
Really,
what was your review?
I really, really liked it, and I was impressed with it because I went in
John C. Reilly, even with all the makeup.
I was ready to be ultimately disappointed, and I thought they did. I thought they both did an excellent job.
Would you describe it as it's not overly engaging? It's just kind of there.
It is better than Step Brothers.
It's better than Step Brothers. I don't think I lasted till the real controversy. I got right up to the point where, let me describe what happens to, is it Oliver Hardy?
Oliver Hardy, yes. Mm-hmm.
This is what happened right up to the time when Oliver Hardy.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Has his collapse. And then 10-ish or whatever. I think I started maybe at 9:30, and then 10-ish, 10:15-ish. I'm like, I can't keep my eyes open. Mm-hmm. I can't. I'll finish it later. And I go. So I want to say that I turn in at about 10:45.
Okay.
Which is normal. If you wanted an average, that's probably when I get to sleep. A little before 11. I go to sleep early. We have an early day here.
Yeah.
And then at 2 o'clock, nature calls.
All right.
And nature calls me, and then I'm up. And I am up this is 2 a.m. I am up till 4 a.m. because of magic screens, screens. And I just can't get. And that's the issue I have. OK, older people go winky tink in the middle of the night. And then after older people go winky tink, they sometimes can't get back to sleep. And that's my little issue that I have with that. And for anybody that might relate to this out there, that's it. I'm not sure, especially after watching the Sanjay Gupta documentary and how the addiction crisis is sweeping the nation, that I necessarily want to be aided by prescription medications to do this. But I do tell you that as soon as I got back to sleep, it's probably 4:15, and I hear, Mom! And he's got growing pains in his leg, and he wakes Mom up, he wakes me up, and then unsettled right through the 6 a.m. wake-up call that Carla gets, and then I just kind of you know, stood there in a zombie state for most of the morning. And then I come see you fine fellows. And, of course, energy surges through my body when I'm ready to do this show. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's always been the case. Yes. No matter what, you know, what state.
It's showtime.
But, it's showtime.
I've got a question about your inability to go back to sleep. Is that consistent? Because I have to get up to pee in the middle of the night. And if I do it in a pretty efficient way, go pee and get back in bed, it's not a problem. Are you distracted by something on the way back?
I think
if you
my
look
mind
at your phone,
begins
do you look
to go.
At your phone in the bathroom?
I will. The drill is when I'm up, I will make the choice of crawling back in, which is probably something I should just do. Or I will go out and I will look at the magic screen, and I will I will read posts from people that are up at that hour.
I do
like
the
Dirk.
Same thing, Mike. And God is my witness, if I turn on the TV or if I look at my phone, I'm
the
up.
Screen.
Yeah. I'm up for an hour and a half, easy.
There is a video of, and then I woke Carla up at, like at the 3:30, 3:45 mark. There is a video, and it's probably been all over the news, and it's old, that YouTube is what really keeps me up.
Yeah.
Because there is a video of
women
a small,
in Brazil on the beach.
A small charter plane. This is what I watch. I watch planes a lot. I watch planes constantly. I like takeoffs, landings. I'm an idiot.
Thanks, Rayman.
I'm just telling you about the... Thank you very much.
And isn't it amazing the way YouTube...
Cheers with my flowered plastic pineapple glass.
And landings.
Yeah. That's what I watch.
And landings.
There is a video. There's a video of a and sometimes they poop out a strange one there. There's a video of a charter aircraft leaving an airport somewhere in the Hawaiian Islands, and it loses power 500 feet over the water.
Oh,
and
you
it's
watched
got like
those?
Eight people. And I watched this one because
I can't understand
like,
why you're not going back to sleep.
It's like, I have it muted. I have the sound muted because I don't want to wake anybody up. But it's like, but the inner me says, oh my God, they all made it out. This is incredible. Boy, would I like to hear the audio of that. I mean, really. And so I turn it on, and there's an alarm in the plane that's going, like that, and Carla says, "What are you? You turn that down, please." No, she's really mellow. It's more like, "Would you turn that down, please?" Like she's asleep, but it's a here and there. And I'm sitting there, going, and I'm like, "Okay, I'll turn it." And then I came back to bed at 4 o'clock, and then my son woke us up. I watch. I have a series. If you looked at my YouTube channel, I have a series of you know, the real like sexy mama stuff would be low down on the totem pole.
We've touched on this. For me, if you look right now at my YouTube history, it's a lot of what does Alcantara leather really look like? If it's fake or real, is it really Mercedes leather? You know, these dreams that we all have.
Would only be the only other upgrade. That's the only thing you could add.
How about this? I put a pair of shoes in the car. Is that all right?
There we go. Yeah. Rob probably has some sort of concoction in the kitchen, I imagine, some baking videos.
Do you have on your YouTube page?
You know what I have? I have a lot
Elvis?
Of Elvis. Some Elvis, a lot of old talk show stuff. My thread always has like Johnny Carson and old
you
stuff
and I
like
would be. You and I would be similar on that. I have, I'll ask you this question. I have one particular, and it's not Carlin. I have one particular comedy guest that's on talk shows more than anything.
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles is all over my
I get Don
YouTube
Rickles
channel.
All the time, and therefore it feeds me into roasts. Mm. I always see a lot of things from roasts.
I can watch Rickles again and again and again.
Yeah,
he's
and documentaries.
Good.
And documentaries.
And I can watch
stuff.
George Carlin again and again and again. So that's on there, too.
Yeah. And then Pony, I've seen Ponies because we've worked together, and it's a
Japanese,
lot of...
Japanese school children.
No. It's a lot of Alex Jones.
Oh, yes. Nothing but Alex Jones.
I did watch an Alex Jones.
I'm not lying. There is on
I think
his
I
feed.
Watched Alex Jones on Joe Rogan.
Okay. There you go.
Did you watch the Alex Jones when he was on
the Rogan
Joe?
One?
All right.
I watched an hour of it.
Then you might not be able to answer.
An hour should be
for like
plenty.
4 hours.
Yeah. Forever.
Was there another guy that was arguing with him at one point about abortion?
I did not see that component.
Was it Todd Moore?
There's one that just talks about Alex Jones, and Alex Jones is really going, you
know, did you see it?
It's insane. I didn't see that one, but I've seen one.
It was nuts.
Yeah, like he'll go through all the entire range of emotions in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, he will go from
yell and
screaming
and,
to crying and all that. So
speaking of Todd Moore,
And meanwhile, Rogan's over in the corner just going, anyway.
Look at this ticker with all these millions of views.
Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you. Yeah, you got to throw that in there. You got to. There's nothing like this. He likes success more than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, let's get some for this show. This show's fantastic.
Is all success. I'm looking around here.
I'm going to do. You know what? I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll be like him.
Please.
I want more viewers. I want more viewers to come for the Millennium Falcon.
And now you have to cry.
I love it. Now weep.
Why can't I have more viewers? What if I did a fake, really fake rant, but only you knew and our listeners?
That would be great.
Are,
it'd be
awesome. Smaller,
please.
You don't seem to understand. I want more viewers. I can't do this anymore unless I get more viewers. Don't you understand me? I can't do this anymore. Have more viewers, please. God, please. Please. I need to keep it going. Otherwise, we can't keep it going. Please. Leave Mike O'Meara alone. Oh, please, please. The thing that's wrong with this. That's all I can do today. I'm very tired.
That's very good.
That is
very
good.
Just isolate that, send it out to the fans.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also, we'll need one more where you're driving in your car but doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a big one for that.
You think because you drive a Mercedes S, you can cut me off, you son of a bitch? Yeah. How about Walmart with a guy like wants to see if he can get his diet Mountain Dew? You know, you just want to bump shoulders with me? I'll fight you right here in front of my kid. I was trying to check out and now I'm late. I'm late to go see the movie and Carla doesn't want to go see it. What's wrong with America? Oh my. Anyway, you got to give a guy credit that can, even if he's faking it, that can work that up every day. I mean, that's pretty terrific.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty terrific.
He got that from his work ethic from his father, the dentist.
My son said he had growing pains at 5 o'clock in the morning and I had just gotten back to sleep after waking up because I had to take a leak.
How did the plane crash videos make you feel, Mike?
Anxiety ridden. Yeah. I told you, phobic flying is fascination and fear at the same time.
Right.
I hate to fly. It scares me. Well, not like it used to be. To be honest with you, that's really a long time ago. But if I have moments on an airplane, it'll all come back to me.
Right.
But I've always been fascinated with it. When I was at the peak of my phobic flying, I would drive out to National Airport, Reagan National, and I would watch the planes take off and land.
Do you think you were treating your phobia by doing that?
I don't know, Rob. I have no idea.
He was leaning in.
Yeah, leaning in.
Mike, a quick tip of the cap to Mr. Todd Moore, as he posted yesterday. It was reported to me because I did one
that he's unfollowing himself.
Yes.
That was funny.
That
was actually quite funny. And book Todd for the show. When's the last time Todd was on the show?
I feel like 3 to 6 months ago.
I think
was it really that long ago?
I think it was longer than that.
Also, Mike, Todd was kind enough, as he is moving offices.
Yeah.
He donated 4 desks, 2 chairs, and 2 huge whiteboards, glass with the beautiful ones, the glass boards.
Yeah.
To Podcast Village, as he always looks out for people around him. So that was very kind.
Well,
of him.
That's nice.
Yes.
And here's the thing: you mentioned Todd on the show yesterday. I don't know. Look, I'm like lots of people that don't like Todd's politics on when he posts.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like Todd personally.
Oh, yeah.
I've never not been able to like Todd personally because when he brings that kind of scab picking persona to the table, that attracts me.
Yeah.
But I should counter that by saying that is a personal personality flaw of mine.
Mm.
Mm.
I have always been. It's why I love the sport of golf, you see, because let me explain. People under the guise of being friends who play golf together basically say horribly cruel things to one another all day long.
Ooh.
That's golf. That's what. But if you're a golfer and you have that personality flaw, it's a disorder. So when I get together with Paul, with Todd Moore in New Orleans, Louisiana, and he says, "Yeah, but what about it? Yeah, but what about it? Yeah, but what about it? Yeah, but what about it?" Then it's you know, it's something that I that I'm drawn
what
to.
What really like happened with Don?
Yeah.
That's it. And then I said, I don't want to tell. Or somebody else. It's even better if there's a group, which there was.
Yeah.
And somebody says, Oscar says, he doesn't want to talk about it, Todd. Yeah, but I have one more question. And I'm amused by it because that's it.
Is it a consistent trait?
And I was amused by it. Yeah. I was amused by it. Yeah,
is it a consistent trait with all golfers? Do you ever get into foursome where they're not?
The guys, I've never ever played golf in any part of the country with people that don't bust chops to a certain degree if you have a good relationship with them.
Mm.
If you have no relationship, if you have a bad relationship, there's really no interaction at all. Mm-hmm. But if you have a good relationship and, I'll share the funny with you.
Okay.
First of all, my friend Gino, he gave me permission to mention his name.
Hey, is he a good boy?
Gino?
No, he's the guy from Boston that goes, hey, little boy, boy haircut.
Gino.
Hey, how's your little boy haircut, little boy?
Your little boy haircut.
I love the guy.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the guy. So it's fun to get that. The other, in the golf world, let's see, this is probably only going to go over with a certain select group of people, but I have to share it because I laughed out loud and I've been laughing about it since I heard it. All right. In golf, as I think Rob knows, you have the handicap system, which is your strokes and what your average score is matched against par. And so if you're a great golfer, you are scratch, which means you're even par. You should on average shoot about even par.
Exactly.
That's a really, really good golfer. Tony Romo is about a 1.8. Or even a 0.3. That's almost pro level. That's how they do it.
On average, he would shoot about 2 over par every time he plays 18.
And I would shoot about 12 over par because that's my handicap.
Your 12 handicap.
And so this guy comes in the other day. He's an older guy. And he's one of these dudes that's kind of like a salesman type or just definitely lived in the corporate world where it's like, well, Phil, I'll tell you right now. That's the what it is. Yeah. And we're on the table with, we're on the patio with 50 guys. And I walked over and I said, man, that's a great score. And I said, what's your handicap? And he said, bad breath and a short and everybody goes
a lot of guys on radio have that
and it just it's love it's love and it's where I'm happy.
Maddie,
it's
how
my
you doing?
Happy place. Hi Maddie, how are you?
Nice to see you.
Learning a lot. Yeah.
But funny. Yeah. And it's like when my body was totally infirmed and I got up to go into the bar area from the patio and one of the guys said, no running. And they all went, that type of
thing.
So
it's not unlike the environment of this show.
Right.
Yeah.
It's exactly like the environment of the show where I thrive.
Right.
And that that tells me so let's list professions that I would probably have a hard time. Clergy would be something.
I don't know about that.
We'll start. No, clergy. I could stand up there on the pulpit and do the fire thing, but I couldn't do the. I couldn't do the like the after greeting.
Oh, and you know
for
what?
2 hours.
Small group meetings.
Pharmacist.
Would be bad. Pharmacist yeah. might
would be bad.
Pharmacist Williamson. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so sorry to hear. I hope he gets fine. Hope he gets well really really soon. Okay, that's whatever. Now, if I could be a clergyman, and then the parishioners knew that I would bust balls afterwards during the greeting when I'm shaking hands with everything. You know, like they'd come down the line and said, oh, how you doing, Mrs. Williams? And I used to have a dress with that pattern, but my cat had kittens. Boom! it's just, that
you
would be
known as the insult priest.
an insult pastor.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's what we need.
Wow.
I'm a nice guy.
Well, hey, everybody. Where did this come from? Welcome to Palm Sunday. Man, oh man, I don't know what anybody had. Did anybody have an early breakfast in here? Because I swear to God, somebody stepped on a duck. What's going on here? But anyway, Jesus said a long time ago. That could be fun.
Oh, you lose a loved one. He goes, you got more.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, there he is. Hey, I guarantee it. Point down at the casket. I guarantee you, he's not laughing at this joke. But let's get back to his life. It was a good one. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, St. John the Beloved welcomes Mike O'Mara.
Hey, how you doing? Nice seeing you, parishioners. How's it going today? All right. Hey, I see. Hey, you brought the fat girl down front again. Thanks a lot, sir. Reggie, great to see you back in church. All right. Where'd you find her? Krispy Kreme? Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I tell you, if that was turning loaves into fishes, there had to be a lot of fishes. Am I right?
Wow, man. When she sits around the church, she sits around the church.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, man. An insult pastor.
I'd be there every minute. Two drink minimum.
Two drink minimum.
Two offering minimum.
That would be it. Two offering minimum. We're going to pass the plate.
Benjamin, thanks for bringing the kids in today. Whoa, is that your oldest daughter? What? Looks like somebody set her face on fire trying to put it out with an ice pick. Is that acne or what? Oh. I think it was Paul the Apostle who once said. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'll stop it. I'll stop that right now. But this is the time we give up stuff for Lent. All right, and I'll tell you something. You better give up. Excuse me, Pete. I didn't think you were supposed to give up deodorant. Okay. All right, we can start the damn show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That you, John Wayne? Is this me?
Who said that? Who the f*** said that? Who's the slimy little communist twinkle toed sucker down here who just signed his own death warrant? Nobody, huh? The very f***ing godmother said it. I'm f***ing standing. I will PT you all until you f***ing die. I'll PT you until you're a** for sucking buttermilk. Was it you scroungy little f***, huh?
Sir, no, sir.
You little piece of s***, you look like a f***ing worm. I bet it was you.
Sir, no, sir.
Sir, I said it, sir.
Well, no s***.
Private
joker.
What
have we got here? A f***ing comedian, private joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and f*** my sister. You little scumbag. I got your name. I got your ass. You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up. Get on your feet. You had best un*** yourself or I will unscrew your head and f*** down your neck.
Sir, yes, sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved corps?
Sir, to kill, sir.
So you're a killer?
Sir, yes, sir.
Let me see your war face. You don't scare me. Work on it.
Sir, yes, sir.
What's your excuse?
Sir, excuse for what, sir?
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Sir, I am, sir.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir.
Sir, what? Are you about to call me an asshole?
Sir, no, sir.
How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir.
5'9"? I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Had the pleasure of interviewing the late R. Lee Ermey multiple times, and what a great guy he was. My favorite might have been when I bumped into him in Sturgis at the motorcycle rally. A good guy, and I think that little clip there is why, if you ever bump into a Marine, best not to offer any insulting remarks.
No, different than when you're on a golf outing.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios, and I'm sure we've had multiple Marines. They're just older.
Yes.
Anyway, the show is coming to you from Halifax, Massachusetts, to Marriottsville, Maryland, to Napa, California, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Altenkirchen, Germany, to Botswana. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. People that live in glass houses should not throw stones.
True.
Also, they should never undress lest. Also, they should never undress lest they get arrested for public nudity.
True.
Remember, Pony, no one wants to see your genitals.
I disagree.
Also, glass house residents should certainly stock up on Windex, you know, for cleaning. He was drinking last night when he wrote this. Luckily, you can buy clothing and Windex and paper towels and anything else you need at the TMOS Shopping Center, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that right, Sammy Davis Jr.?
Right, 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 right.
Now, Rob is in a habit of fighting that so that I will simply say right, right, right in the impression. And I'm not going to divert from that. The TMOS Shopping Center, man.
And...
oh, my. No.
All right.
No.
Just a glass of water.
No. The TMOS Shopping Center is on our website, and it gives you
unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Our shopping center has everything you need, no matter what kind of home you live in. This is internet shopping at its finest. Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. And Pony, put on some pants for Christ's sake.
Yes,
Come on. Yeah. A lot of people think that when they use that link, the access is fettered. It's not.
Fettered.
No, it's unfettered.
We're taping an interview with Jim Nantz today after the show, and he will be on the show tomorrow. And I to say that I don't know. I just figured this out this morning. I don't know how excited I'm going to get about a guest until I get ready to talk to them. And the closer it gets is the more I can tell. I'm really, really excited to talk to Jim Nantz because it's been so long. And he used to be on the show, the Don and Mike show, on a regular basis. And when we were doing a lot of the football stuff, and it was fun talking to him. And there's so many things I want to ask him about, but I'm very, very excited. He started writing a column for Golf Digest magazine, which I really follow a lot. And the last one, I think, was the best, and I want to ask him about that and George Bush and everything. I'm very excited to talk to him and to have him back on the show, because it's been a long time has passed as Jim has continued to be the anchor of CBS Sports. He's really
Got the confirmation he is covering the DC regionals. I don't know if he's in town yet, but he's
send him a car.
I will absolutely.
It's all right. No, send him a car. He's fine. He's doing fine. And
he's
probably flying in
a private jet right before the game.
Yeah. So rich. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Speaking of rich, congratulations to New Berlin, Wisconsin.
$76 million they got.
Oh, so you won.
I thought I said 768.
No.
$768 million.
Yes.
Huge.
Did anybody buy a ticket? Did you guys buy a ticket?
I did not buy a ticket.
No, I forgot it was yesterday.
Carla bought a couple of them, and it's just such a, it's so ludicrous.
How did we forget?
You feel that pang of disappointment that's so ludicrous. It's so incredible. The odds are so astronomical. It's like being hit by lightning four times. Not going to happen. And then everybody goes, I'm happy for you.
We have listeners in Wisconsin, Mike.
Yeah, then.
Let me propose this, and I just thought of this right now.
Mm.
How's about? Instead of one douche getting $768 million, how about we, we spread all that wonderful cash out and to make it a lot of, spread it way out and give more Americans the odds of getting a little something.
Well, I mean, ostensibly everyone does have the chance at it.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you could all buy the ticket and win.
If everybody wins, everybody loses.
I want a better chance. No, but how about like $50? How many people
do
you give?
That's what scratchers are for.
Do the math, Rob. How many people could you give $50 if you divvied up that $768 million? Who wants to be a millionaire? Because I'm thinking that, I'm tired of the bit. I'm tired of the reporter.
Tired of the losing.
I'm tired of the reporter out at the location when the person hasn't come forward yet.
15,360,000 people could all enjoy $50.
15 million people with $50 extra dollars in their pocket, huh?
And here's how you have to spin it. You say, and that's $50 that they're going to reinvest in the American economy.
Seven million people could get like $100.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Well, you want 7 million people to get it? Let's see.
You don't have to be specific. I'm rounding up.
What about
up or
give
down.
The men money?
No, it would be 100, and you get roughly $110 if you did it.
$109.71. What are you pointing
Maddie
at the control room?
Just
what
glared
happened?
At me when I said, "What about giving the men money?" And she looked at me like I was a monster.
Giving the men money?
Yeah.
Was that simply a mistake? You got to hit the alarm for him.
Yeah, hit me alarm.
Come on.
Those men might spend money on their pretty wives.
Yes.
Yeah. Little, so you'd benefit.
The little
on
fillies
their
in
pretty
their
wives. Hit it for yourself too.
The little fillies.
I don't know. I watched that and I'm fine leading up because I'm a degenerate gambler. I'm fine leading up to the contest, but then when it's over,
there's a hangover.
This is a
Powerball hangover. Even if you didn't play, it's a Powerball hangover.
Right.
I don't even know. I didn't have them in my hands. Carla went out and got them.
Yeah. And the next Powerball will probably be $100 million, right? Because it starts.
That's
from
when we should play, but nobody
and
plays.
And that's because it's like $100 million. Bah! Who wants $100 million?
We're rubes.
We are.
We're land of rubes.
Land of rubes.
Let me tell you, if we hit the 768 million, or Carla's ticket did, let's see if we can play the scenario of the day after that happened.
Mike, this is Christoph from the gym. We're leaving now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There we go. That would be the way it would go down.
Carla would leave you with something nice.
Yeah, she'd
break you
taste.
Off a check. Yeah, she'd be like,
she'd give me a little taste. Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
A little taste for daddy?
Here's a new putting stick. That's what I
Hey, but
I would
she would never come and ask for the wallet again.
Yeah, oh my God. That'd be a big win. Yeah, during the show.
Things are all fine. I still have not seen the movie Us.
Oh.
And I fear that this is the way movies work. If you create urgency among the viewing public, you have, I think, a very narrow window to get people to get out to the theater and see it. A lot of people will see superstar movies that are blockbusters over a long period of time. But if you've got kind of a niche movie that people are going to go see, I'm the same way. I was hot to trot over the weekend to see Us. Then Monday, I was really psyched. Then Tuesday, I was going to see it. Then you know what happened. I told you that story. Mm. And now I've read a few more reviews. A few more people, listeners, have gone to see it.
I'm feeling a critical backlash. I've heard a couple critics.
Did you read some of the stuff that people are like going, I was disappointed? And,
there's a critic I like very much called Amy Nicholson. And she says, you know what?
Is it Nicholson or Nicholson?
Nicholson. Like Jack Nicholson, but it's Amy
Nicholson.
But she says that initial splash was really, in her eyes, unwarranted, and it's going to come back and bite it a little bit. It was like,
really?
Yeah, and also she brought up a fact that I thought was fascinating, is that if you think about it, when Jordan Peele was deemed a genius on his first movie,
right?
It sort of sets the table for him to have a really hard time with his second film. Because if he's already a genius and he's only made the one movie, Get Out, where to go but down, really?
Yeah, but then you get the New Yorker article.
This film is a better
film
than Get Out. I'm the only one that's seen the film here. It's a better film than Get Out.
But I'm just saying it puts him in a weird situation, and I think also it puts the critics in a weird situation. And take this movie out of it, just in generic terms. Say you make one movie and it's lauded and everyone loves it. And then the second movie comes out, I think probably the determination of the critics, they're going to want to like it.
Yeah, but no, the logic is flawed, and I'll tell you why. It's because to your point, you're walking in with higher expectations than you would have ever before from this director.
Yeah, but
so when you walk in and the expectations are not met, you'll be disappointed.
Take the viewer out of it. I'm talking about the critic. I think
that's what I'm talking about.
The critic might actually want to root.
You're basing it on critics. I'm basing it on listeners. I just read a couple of listeners that said I was disappointed in it. And you know, movies like that have to have that buzz. It can come from any direction. I remember Scarface way back when they said we're gonna have to give it an X rating. Right. You know how many people went to the theater because
based
they,
on that?
Oh man, it's that intense that we have to go because the violence. Oh my God!
Same thing for Showgirls, one of the worst movies ever made, but it had two huge weeks because it was so over the top.
Where we all win is this: is that this movie makes what, over $80 million first weekend, and it's a rated R horror/thriller flick. That means we're gonna get more of these. Yeah. We're gonna get more of these as a genre. We're not just always gonna get the CGI films. So the more of these that they make that are successful, we all win.
Yeah, I mean, the acting vehicle that Jordan Peele gives us, and I'll go back to Get Out. And if you haven't seen Get Out, that's an amazing movie
too.
It is.
On
demand.
That's
a scary movie, and just the little detail, like Brian Williams' daughter. What's her name? The lady. That
oh,
was
she
in,
was in Girls.
Allison.
Girls. Allison Williams. Right.
Allison
Thank you,
Williams
Oscar.
eating the Fruit Loops one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
The tiny
or
little details.
Allison
the
Williams
acting
in
of it.
In Girls, where the guy's doing something that's naughty, 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 naughty in the second season.
That is.
That was a big deal.
You just wanted to say that. You just wanted to say that.
But I turned it on, and I'm sitting there with my wife.
It had nothing to do
with
the discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I don't often do this.
That looks fun.
I will back Oscar up on
Brush
that.
Brush your teeth.
You're not expecting that out of Brian Williams' daughter.
No,
you're not.
No.
And,
as then he came on TV and said he was there.
Yes.
No, he was lying.
That was around that time.
It was the same
was
time.
It acting?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. That's all right. See? And now you got me off of it. Now you got me off the topic.
I was
When I saw that on television, it was a rather... It changed the gestalt. I had never seen anything like that.
She's really
an actress.
I just
got to get reinvigorated to go see this movie, Us, because now I've punted it.
Now you
got to
see it, man. Now you got to see it.
Alone. Extraordinarily busy. Social schedules kicking in.
Maddie, did you like it better than Get Out?
I did. I think they're very different, though. I think Us, you're going to need to see multiple times to really kind of appreciate it. And then Get Out kind of like wraps a bow on it.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions at the end of Us.
Pony, when are you going to go see it?
I'll go see it tomorrow.
Oh, look at this guy.
Hey. Wow. Rob, when are you going to go see it?
I will see it when it comes out on VHS.
That's the best answer.
What is the last first run film you went to see?
I think it was actually Stan and Ollie.
Okay. All right. So that counts. I'm why do you say boo?
It was in four theaters across America. Four theaters.
Think of the effort I had to put out to see it then. I had to drive to Cleveland.
Bingo.
Don't just hand it to me on a silver plate.
Do you like the horror genre?
I do.
You like
that? I do. As a matter of fact, yeah. I would.
You don't like slasher films, though.
They're okay. I like
them
more.
I don't like the bloody.
Like the Friday the 13th stuff, that was real red hot all through my high school years. And that wasn't my scene.
When we were kids, it was different.
Yeah. But I'm more of a psychological thriller guy. Like, for example, like Psycho has some slasher elements to it, but the horror in Psycho is more in your mind.
Did you like Scream?
Yes, I loved Scream.
Scream was great.
Mm-hmm.
Scream was good.
Scary Movie 2, not as great.
No. But I don't, when they, and Friday the 13th really brought on the slash, the psychological thriller. Silence of the Lambs is
the greatest example of it.
It has some amazing horror in it, slasher bloody horror, but it is so well done that it and it's real horror when you see that, when you go, oh my god, he took someone's face off.
If you go back to the modern horror era, probably starting with color films, I would say the scariest movies have to do with screwing with your mind.
And
in Jaws, and this is, we mentioned Jaws yesterday. Jaws, the reason it worked so well is they couldn't get they couldn't get the mechanical shark to work. So you don't see the shark, and that's the scariest thing of all. And, Silence of the Lambs, same thing. There's just so much stuff that goes on in the inner government. That's what really messes with you.
Mike, are your theaters excuse me.
I'm trying to work on my processor, and it doesn't seem to work anymore. I'm very disappointed with that. Anyway, go ahead. Talk about yourself. So I was going to do Jigsaw. I have this incredible desire to do Jigsaw, and I can't get it to work.
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Yes.
The one aspect of these modern theaters with the luxury leather seating that I don't think anybody's addressing yet is...
What is that, Oscar?
The wear factor,
Jigsaw. Oh, hi, Jigsaw.
Is that the seats that we laid on and reclined on Monday night of this week...
I've been well.
Have the same feeling now. Have you ever had a car long enough where you're like, oh, the seat's cracking?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Oh, like the pleather is cracking.
Mm-hmm. Mercedes leather.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to play a game?
Sure.
I'm going to leave you in this room for 5 days. And there'll be two chambers to this room. You'll have to go back and forth. Does this sound all right, Rob?
Yeah, it sounds great. A little more gain, please.
A little more gain. Yeah, I don't know if that's humanly. Oh, there it is. That's how I messed it up. Hold on just a second. Oh, hey, that's a dirty attenuator. Hi there.
It's because of the better? 5 days.
Yeah.
Yes, it is better.
Thank you. Hi, boys.
let me do a reset, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jigsaw.
Hi, Rob.
Hi,
Jigsaw. That's too loud, isn't it?
No, it's
not.
No,
not for us.
Yeah. That's fine. That's good.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that's good. Hi. Hi. You know, how you
Jigsaw,
doing, boys?
Since you've joined us last, we've actually we've added Maddie. Yeah.
Hi, Jigsaw.
She runs our video, JS. Of course, Pony's still here.
Yeah. Bye, what's up, man? This is super awkward for like a murder setup. There's a lot of sound checks.
Yeah, I've got somebody down here. He's attached to the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, boy.
Did you use the chains around his clock to get him?
Hooked him in. He's chained by his clock.
His clock necklace.
He gets to see the time.
He knows how many of the 5 days have passed.
Yeah, he knows.
Right. Very scary.
So I'm sorry, Jigsaw. We interrupted. You were going to set up a game for Oscar.
The game. Can we play a game?
Oh, you like the movie War Games?
Can we play a game?
There we go.
Can we play a game?
We're going to have to shut you down, JS.
How about thermonuclear war?
Ask me what's the object of the game?
What's the object of the game?
Thermonuclear war.
Do you have a backup battery built in? Because we're trying to unplug you.
That
would sound like this. Hello, Dave. Dave, you're turning me off.
You're turning me off.
Can we play a game? You have pulled my plug out of the wall.
I'm back. I'm sorry, the backup UPS kicked in.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Sorry about that.
Oh, I like
so
that.
Anyway, yeah. I don't know what. Can you tell I've had 2 hours of sleep today?
Jigsaw, if you can stick around, I just realized how incredibly late we are.
Oh, we're running late. We've actually done a 2-hour segment. Let's play a commercial break.
I think that's a good idea, Jigsaw. We be back after the break.
We're gonna take a little break here. lovely to have you along with us on Oldies 100. Coming up,
Dave Kellogg.
Hi, I'm Dave Kellogg. Coming up in just a few moments here, we're going to have a tribute to Roy Orbison. Yeah, that'll be coming up on Oldies 100. Goldie and Kim have a chance for you to win tickets to the Regal Cinemas. That's coming up tomorrow. And don't forget the chili cook-off this Saturday. I'll be out there judging, as I've done for the last 17 years. It should be a lot of fun. We'll take a little break. Be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Can we
play a game?
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tanned gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa. But Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve Bridges.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Hey, Steve.
Welcome back. Woo! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Is this loud enough?
By the Not way? Anymore.
No.
No.
I don't know. I've done something terrible.
He's touched
I can't feel
something.
My toes. I've done something.
Much better. Getting
that sounds
better.
Better.
Getting,
that
getting
better.
Getting
better. One, two, one, two.
Better, better,
thank
better,
you very
better,
much.
Better, better.
Okay, that's not right. That's not right.
When Hold you were going on, one, two, one, two,
Welcome
it was
back.
Working.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Maybe Jigsaw could read the spot.
Hi, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a fact. When properly hydrated, your body burns more calories and has fewer muscle cramps, which makes for a more efficient workout, and you just feel better. There is one beverage that I enjoy more than any other, and it's Liquid IV. It hydrates me faster and more efficiently than water alone, with the added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, B12. Liquid IV is different than Pedialyte or Gatorade because it has no artificial flavors or preservatives. Is this okay, Rob? You're looking
yeah,
okay.
That's
just
fine.
Checking. It's non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Liquid IV is the fastest growing hydration brand, and you can find it everywhere, even Costco. You can find Liquid IV at all Costco's nationwide.
Yes.
I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquidiv.com. So glad they're a sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do to get the discount of 20% is use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. I like the lemon lime.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
I love. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. It's actually hydration.
Hydration.
So, that's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Get hydrated today.
Do you have this in the news? If you do, I'll wait. But
what?
Do you have the news from the Viking cruises and why the ship failed?
Why the engines went out and they were rolling around?
Yes,
no,
yes.
I do not. You
okay,
enlighten
perfect.
Me.
Just
I do not
broke.
Have that.
For all of us growing up, and you probably don't have to deal with this as much when you have these new cars, but what was the main thing that your parents taught you, your brother or sister taught you, if they taught you how to drive, that you always have to check periodically because the engine will blow otherwise?
Check the oil.
Oil.
They had low oil levels on this multi-million dollar, $100 million cruise ship. Someone didn't check the oil, so the engines failed.
Wow. Oh my God. Where did that happen? Where exactly did that happen? Where that ship was rolling around? Because I don't think it was a Caribbean cruise. I think it was
like in the fjords of Norway, wasn't it?
It was like in the fjords. I thought that's what happened.
Where's
with
the fjords?
The fjords are the coast of the North Sea, area, that type of area right there.
One of those cold weather cruises for people that don't like the sunshine so much.
Vampires.
Why are you going? I want to find out the detail because, you know, you get the video that everybody gets all excited about with the chairs rolling around the deck and everything. And then when you try to do a deeper dive sometimes online, people love the splash so much that nobody wants to do a deep dive on really where the thing took place.
Well, people don't care about it. What they want to see is the sliding chairs.
They want to see the sliding chairs. There's no more curiosity than that as to, you know, where the ship was.
Adventure. But,
love, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Things are kind of creepy.
Hey, Gopher. Fred Grandy, Congressman. Then a DJ. A WMAL used to ride up with him in the elevator.
A lot of people don't realize that. I used to ride up in the elevator with Gopher periodically when he
Fred
was
Grandy,
at
Fred Grandy,
Is he still at WMAL? I have no, I think they canned him. That place got rid of a lot of different people. I know that. But Gopher was the Gopher from the Love Boat, ended up running for Congress, Fred Grandy. And then after he had his political career,
Unremarkable run in politics.
Totally unremarkable run. And then he became, wasn't he a congressman from Iowa? Why do I want to think he was from Iowa?
Was.
I think he may have been from Iowa.
But he was a congressman.
He was a congressman. And then he was a talk show host, a conservative talk show host.
Can we recap that little exchange? It went.
He was.
Wasn't he from Iowa? Yes, he was. No, he wasn't, but he was a congressman.
I'm researching here.
I know.
You're pushing
speaking
buttons.
Of research, what is in front of you? What is that on the table in front of you?
Oh, this is a bobblehead from the Caps game. Fried was kind enough to send young
what
Ethan Sands. Oh, go ahead, Rob.
Evgeny Kuznetsov.
You got it. There you go.
You're such non-sports guys.
No, we actually did a pronouncer before the show.
It's Evgeny Kuznetsov.
Evgeny Kuznetsov. One of the serious goal scorers in the run to the Stanley Cup last year.
He's doing
a terrific player.
He's doing the karate kick. The bird thing.
Yeah, the bird thing when he scored the goals. That's wonderful.
Ethan took his father of all people. That's really nice of him. To the game that Fried got tickets for the Caps game a couple nights ago.
Really?
Yes.
Ethan, did you have a good time?
He's getting the headset on.
And while he
on,
gets the headset on, Mike, Frederick Lawrence Grandy was a representative from the state of Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, you were right.
There you go.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's good. Thank you for that update. All right, that's good. Glad you did that.
Timing is everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of sports, since we're on the subject, I will tell you this, that I am ready to go on record as early as I ever had.
Yes.
Since it is opening day in baseball, I will tell you now, the Boston Red Sox will repeat as world champions.
Wow.
I say this to you on opening day. Perhaps one of the... No, I think I've gone to spring training and said it before, but this is opening day. They will repeat. I know there are a lot of people that are cussing me for cursing the team by making this prediction. I will cement their doom, but no, I believe the Red Sox are built for multiple championships. And they will do it, and so count on it. Take it to your local legalized gaming parlor in Atlantic City now that it's legal down in New Jersey, and print it. Take it upstairs to the fat man,
Speaking
baby.
Of which, it's about to get a lot easier. Did you know that the Green Turtle, adjacent to the old MCI Center, now Capital One Arena, they closed the Green Turtle, and yesterday it was revealed what's happening to the space.
What? They're going to turn it into an off-track betting parlor?
Sportsbook.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sportsbook, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Sportsbook legal in D.C.
too? Yes,
it's legal. It was a federal law, right?
Yeah.
It was a federal law that it's legal everywhere.
So much money.
Yeah.
You know, I
the
was
only
watching...
thing more profitable than $10 beers... is a sports
$10 book.
$10 bets. That's $10
there
bets.
Was a guy. There was a guy called Vegas something. Vegas Jim or Vegas. He had a Vegas moniker, and they did a behind-the-scenes gambling portrayal of these handicappers and these professional gamblers. And these guys that make hundreds, millions of dollars due to legalized sports betting and recommending. And by the way, they don't make it because they gamble. They make it because they tell people who they think's going to win.
I have a friend that subscribes to a private YouTube channel to get
and
all
he
the,
has to he has
he
to
pays
pay.
Thousands of dollars for these picks. Thousands of dollars.
This guy
the sports advisors online.
This guy had advisors. A particular I don't know sports betting jargon, so I don't know, but he had a particular game or a parlay that he was recommending, and he was selling his pick for like $500. Yeah. And he said, watch this, and I'm going to show you my computer screen, and you're going to see the money coming in. And he was counting it up, and he made like $180,000 as people were coming in and subscribing to his pick. It was stunning. And this guy was an idiot. But he was not so much of an idiot that he didn't have like a Bentley out in the driveway next to his Ferrari in his $8 million condo in Las Vegas.
It's short money in the long run because I think guys that are really great at what they do, they don't tell everybody else how to do it. You know what I mean?
I see. I think that is, this is just like when you get a stock guy that says, come to my seminar.
Right.
It's ultimately designed for them not to pick the stock that's going
to
win
for you.
No,
for you to pay them.
It's for you to pay them to tell you what to do. That's the way it's always been. And we should be aware of that when you're paying people to tell you, they're doing that because if they could make all these gazillions of dollars in the market, they wouldn't be telling you. They'd be playing the market.
You know what this is? In a much smaller way, this is just like Lunch with Larry. Larry King scam, where you would pay to subscribe to spend time with Larry to learn how to be what? Larry King? But remember, he got his start a million years ago as a racetrack tout. Remember this. So Larry's doing the same thing.
That is the tell.
Yes.
That is the tell. How to make money in real estate.
So
if you are making all the money in real estate, you're not doing a seminar on how to make money. And you know, they always come out and say, I was so successful that I had to share it with you. I felt like I wanted to give back. Bull SSSSSS. They don't want to give back. They want to take.
There is a big difference from you coaching somebody through how to do this appropriately.
There's a big difference between, is the way I would
between,
phrase that.
And then somebody saying, come to my seminar and I'll teach you how to become me in 2 hours.
And the worst part about it is what he said. I felt I wanted to share.
I wanted to give back.
That's the lie.
And all I got from this guy, watching this guy, was not that, oh boy, I should subscribe to him. No, because he's like, he said could have went to the store or something like that. And I said, okay, there's a brilliant douche.
So
I'm looking at this and I'm saying, all I thought was, man, wouldn't I love to be that guy that's telling people what they're doing. Here's my pick of the week. You know, here's my pick to click.
But
the probabilities.
DNA.
And by the way, when it comes to this is a little bit more of what I got out of the sports book thing, that the real money is made by picking the underdogs, which is picking upsets. And how many upsets have we had in the NCAA? Not the same level that we normally
get. Look, when you're in the position to hire a private coach or subscribe to somebody, you're just you're self-aware enough to know you don't know enough about the games to bet on them accurately. So you're investing money up front to get a better, I guess, better odds overall of converting. That's what you're doing,
It's impossible. Anybody you tell is going to get as lucky as you are.
But if someone has better insight into the betting, if you don't know what a parlay is, they're going to show you how to bet.
I'm agreeing with it. What I'm saying, though, is the people that do this, a lot of these people have a great pick or a series of picks where they had a real lucky streak, and then they parlay that, sorry to use the word again, into a career. I'm saying that, you know, no matter what if you say you're trying to get the edge, I'm not necessarily saying that that's a real possibility.
With financial advisors then?
I'm so glad you brought that up because it's the exact same thing. And with a financial advisor, it's there may be the elite of the elite, the elite, the hedge fund folk that live out in the Hamptons, but the average schmo, you know, that's going down to his local Merrill Lynch office.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same? Pay me so I can help tell you what to do. Yeah. Although there's no guarantee that what I tell you to do is going to do well for you. America, the United States of BS.
Thank you very much.
That's exactly what it is. I'm glad we were able to clear that up.
Are we going to the total of bet?
Yeah.
It'd be fun to bet before a game.
But they're saying the overwhelming amount of people don't do it methodically with handicappers. They do it because they're betting their heart. They like a team, they like a player, and that's the way they do it. And that's the I don't know if that's even the dumb way to bet. You're just betting. You're throwing it away. In the end, they get it all. That's the way to get it.
Tangiers.
Thank you, Robert De Niro. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I used to be the life of the party. And so he said, that's where I put my thermometer. But then everything changed. I couldn't laugh, feel joy. I also couldn't maintain an erection, but that's unrelated, I guess. It was horrible until I found Lexapro Mara. Everything got good again when I subscribed to the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Listening to explicit content and hilarious insights, too raunchy for the usual show, got me out of my sad hole.
Do you or a loved one suffer from chronic lack of humor in your life? Lexapro Mara may be right for you. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Lexapro Mara, and the other doctor is a f***ing liar.
Subscribing to the Mike O'Mara bonus show has been said to cure ailments like male pattern baldness, gout, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, and will expand your life by 40 plus years.
Subscribing to the bonus show is the single best thing you can do for your mental health. So do it today. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it. And I promise to never talk about my sad hole ever again.
Oh my God. author. Who
Johnny,
did that?
Johnny, and I believe Allison's voice is on that as well.
Oh my God.
Johnny is one hell of a writer, Mike. He does some good work.
Speaking of the bonus show, idea I have for the bonus show, very, very involved. But
yeah,
one of the funniest things, I always talk about what I do down here, and it's boring and people don't care about it, but there is a funny element to it. My goal someday would be to get the expletives uttered on the golf course with bad shots. I think you'd have to wait a long time to get all those and get them perfectly. Sure. But I'm wondering about maybe taking a survey of our membership and getting their favorite expletives and putting that on the bonus show for when they hit a bad golf shot.
Yes.
And just, you know, that could be something you might be hearing on the bonus show. But
I'd love that.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brook Linen. You spend a one-third of your life. That doesn't make sense. You spend a one-third of your life in your sheets. What does that mean? You mean you spend one-third of
your
life in your sheets?
You spend one-third of your life in your sheets, yes.
You spend the one-third of your life. That's how you wrote it. You spend the one-third of your life in your sheets. So, don't you think it's time for a betting upgrade? I do. You deserve the best online betting, according to Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen.com. I sleep on them every night. They're phenomenal. They bring you luxury sheets without the luxury markup. And let me tell you, you will feel the difference like I do. Brooklinen.com. They eliminate the middleman, so you save sheets that feel great and look great with tons of colors and patterns to mix and match. Treat yourself to the 5-star quality of Brook Linen. I love this product. My Brook Linen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brook Linen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use the promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code TMOS. Brook Linen, they really are the best sheets ever. Anyway, so I've been watching a lot of documentaries lately. That's the hot trend now.
A lot of people are watching documentaries because
they're on, right? They're all over the place.
Well, with Netflix, you know, running the market,
you can have whatever you want whenever you want it.
Yeah, there hasn't really been a good outlet for documentaries in the past.
We have 2 minutes because we've run terribly late on the show today. So
thanks,
I need
Jigsaw.
To do
like, I know been, it's yes. been haunting you. Off the western coast of Norway, the Viking cruise ship was stranded 100 meters off the rocks.
So in February or March, off the western coast of Norway would be horrible weather.
Really cold.
Wouldn't that be? Why would you go? I don't cruise. I don't know. Is that people that, as Oscar said, want to go see the fjords? What the hell are they doing?
My guess would be there's a lot of fair-skinned people on that
cruise. I would think so. Yeah. I don't know anyone that's ever been on a...
All I see is I see the ads in print, and I see the ads on television for Viking cruises, and I've looked one time, and it's very expensive. It's luxury cruise.
All I know about cruising is this. It's been a long time. I had a honeymoon on a cruise a million years ago. It's the last one I went on. Rob was on that Disney cruise that they had.
Over the summer.
I am terrified of not necessarily the rough seas. I am terrified that I would be on a cruise ship the very first day. I'd be standing at the salad bar, and next to me, somebody would go, and then, you know, and then I would be in a stateroom for a month after that. I want to do this. I want to get it out of the way because I've asked a couple of times. Intern. Inventory. You mentioned Johnny. And so who do we have? Who
are the oldies that haven't,
you know,
what
are we
doing? Have for the entire podcast village operation.
And are
Ethan,
we seeking them out, new ones now? Are we in that period of time?
Don't get in the weeds. Who works on the Michael Mara show?
Well, Ethan works on the Michael Mara show. Yes. We are always seeking interns. I will be speaking at George Mason, I believe, in April. And also, I need to talk to you. They want to do a field trip for their radio camp to Podcast Village.
Man.
So it'd be great to bring
There's
some
There's a fee for that.
I know.
So how many are working at, for the Mike O'Mara show, and how many are working at Podcast Village?
Ethan is the one overall intern for Podcast Village.
He's the only one that covers both.
Exclusive to our show is Johnny, who you heard, Allison, who you've heard, Dahlia, who we've met on the air before, Jessica.
See, okay, stop. Slow down. Johnny.
Yeah, give us an anecdote of each.
All right.
No, just give me the names, and I'm going to tell you whether I know him.
Okay, Johnny.
Don't know him to look at.
Allison.
Don't know her to look at.
You met her, remember, because her name is Allison Krauss, like the bluegrass singer, the country singer, Allison Krauss. That's actually her name. You had a conversation with her.
Is she gay?
No, that's Emily.
That's Emily.
Oh,
that's
she's not with us anymore.
No.
Emily's not. Where'd Emily go?
Emily was an intern. She was an intern last semester. She just came and visited.
Yeah, she comes and goes.
Yeah.
She's a regular. Oh, she's great.
Like yeah.
Allison, I met Allison.
Yes.
And I met Johnny.
Yes. And Dahlia, you've met Dahlia, I believe.
Yeah.
She's been in studio.
These are all white people as well, just for context.
Oh, she's not black? Dahlia? No. Black Dahlia? That's an old murder joke from L.A. Sorry. Go ahead.
One of those great Los Angeles murder jokes.
Dahlia, Johnny, Allison.
And we still have Jessica, who does a lot of editing for us in the background. And we have Jessie, who is a Friday intern. She was out last week because of spring break, right? And Mac sometimes darkens our door.
All right, they're obviously none of them are causing any real trouble or demonstrating with their personalities that they need to be examined on the Mike O'Mara show. Yeah. Hire some more misfits, please.
No, the three of them, Mike. So Johnny's from George Washington, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I believe you're right, yeah.
And then we've
Johnny.
Allison and Dahlia from American.
Johnny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of them have found a proclivity and interest somehow in copywriting. Have a proclivity in copywriting. They love writing copy and bits and sketches.
I'm enjoying those little sketches are fun.
There is a series of promos that should debut next week that is going to be a game changer. They're so good.
That are going to be a game changer. Do I need to send both of you back to English 101?
Please,
I'm just curious about it. We are broadcasters, you know?
Ken?
You know what? You have a tell, Mr. Spiewak, and that is tense. You have never gotten tense right.
Yeah, tense.
And I bet you had trouble with that when you were at VCU. I bet you did. I bet. There's cars, there's trips, that's the one you
that's
have
what
trouble.
You do a lot.
I do
are
that.
You aware of that?
I was not aware
silent.
Of that.
You're being silent.
No, I'm listening to what you were saying. I was paying very careful attention.
Tense. Have you ever been criticized on your tense? Or did you
I remember
did they, back
you know
in
what?
The day you went to VCU, did they care about that?
No, we did. English was not a big focus there.
I understand.
But I did have a high school teacher.
Big focus.
A high school teacher that gave me a lot of grief. I would tend to switch tense while I was writing within the piece.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See?
So you're right. You picked up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I need you guys to get more misfit interns that have, that doesn't matter to me. What I'd like to get is, you know.
Broken. We need the broken.
Yeah. Broken.
We need the broken people.
Occasionally, you got to throw a little Mac on the salad.
Yeah,
okay?
That's the way
it works. And as far as Adrian, he's a funny little misfit. You know, get him to visit
he's quit
once
us.
In a while.
Yeah. He's quit us.
He doesn't have any.
No, it's over.
That's another show. Thank you. We'll have to address that and maybe call them. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Mike O'Mara.
Hey!
When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration. A place where I could express myself openly, without the burden of censorship for a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insight.
That was very loud. Sorry about that. We interrupt this promo to tell you that we will be taping a new Political Persuasions today with new father, Chris Frey.
Yay!
So check it out. That'll be on today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program is brought to you by Brewmate.
Yes.
I got my Brewmate right here. I got my special hops. This is my 12-ounce slim can Brewmate that I put my Michelob Ultras in when the weather gets hot. And you can put hot or cold liquids in your Brewmate. I love it. They're all sturdy. And they're better than your average neoprene cooler, Rob Spiewak.
This weekend, my supper club meets, and I will be showing up with my Brewmate stainless steel growler filled with beer. And it will stay cold for the entire session, and I'll not have to refrigerate it.
All it's good stuff. It really is. Yes. This guy's name is Dylan Jacob. He turned 21, didn't like warm alcohol, created Brewmate, fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long without ice. It's wonderful technology they use. No more boring drinkware. Brewmate combines fashion, function, cups, growlers. They got it all. 30 colors and finishes to choose from. Plus, they're glass free. Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start the day with a steaming coffee and end the day with a cold brew in the same perfect vessel.
Ooh. Vessel.
Right now, Brewmate is giving our listeners a special discount of 15% off their first order when you go to brewmate.com and use our code TMOS. That's 15% when you use the code Brewmate, TMOS rather, at brewmate.com. Don't let summer heat ruin your drink. Go to brewmate.com and beat the heat this summer. Remember, 15% off your first order by using the TMOS code at brewmate.com. That's brewmate.com. And the code, you know it, you love it. It is TMOS. Ladies and gentlemen, and we thank you.
News.
All right, hold it. Stop it.
Whoa.
Learn how to run the board, Mike. You're all over with your levels today. You never do that.
Not healthy.
What? Oh.
So cruel.
I said Mike's always yelling at Mike.
Yeah. I'm pissed at Mike this week, and it's just this board has gone nuts.
Mike
didn't
have a lot of sleep.
My new digital board that I never got. Thank you. It's just going out of its mind today. It's like it's telling me it's time. It's telling me it's time.
Can we do it?
It's time.
Yes.
Do it.
I'm pulling the trigger today.
I'm ready for the new technology.
The future is here, Mike. The
future is now.
You're going to love it.
Hopefully this will be the right level.
News.
Thank you.
He's going to love it. He's going to love it.
He'll hate it.
I really hope
so. He'll
hate it and then he'll love it.
That's right.
People Magazine says that Olivia Jade tried to trademark the phrase Olivia Jade Beauty in order to start her own product line. I don't like picking on this girl, but I have to tell you, when there's something like this, I just have to pass it along.
Sure.
It's just my job.
You're a journalist.
She got a letter back from the patent office saying her application was in danger of being denied. Would you like to know why?
Yeah.
Oh, you were just talking about it a moment ago. Bad punctuation. We were actually speaking about English. They told her, quote, applicant must correct the punctuation in the identification to clarify the individual terms in the list of goods. Proper punctuation in identifications is necessary to delineate explicitly each product or service within a list and to avoid ambiguity. Commas, semicolons, and apostrophes are the only punctuation that should be used. Why do I think there were a lot of dot, dot, dots included? Yeah.
Don't you think that if you can afford to buy your way into college, you can afford for someone to look into your punctuation.
Just get Grammarly.
I think you might be able to pop for a tutor. And isn't that the right way that people do it? If you really want to help your kids, you make them learn and not give them the easy way out.
Yeah. And by the way, also know what you're working with. If you have a spawn that looks like that, she doesn't have to go to college. She's got 2 million followers. Hire a manager. Make her a celebrity. Start your makeup company. Hire someone to check their punctuation.
What would half a mil do with a with a tutor situation? Half a mil would you be able to drum it in? Unless, but all the tutors in the world, if you don't have the goods, you can't get through sometimes, right?
Well, I agree, but I'll say this, that when I say know what you're working with, that young lady had so many social media followers already before she even went into college that she could have just foregone the college experience and made $1 zillion on the back end and lived her life.
Or go on Twitter and say, yo, 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 who knows commas, hit me up.
Do that too.
Nicolas Cage never seemed like the kind of guy who would enter into a commitment like marriage lightly. Yuck, yuck. I'm sure the decision to marry his girlfriend, Erica Koike, was...
what's the name?
It's K-O-I-K-E. Koike.
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 You cut the Koike?
You're Koike. What's the matter? Well, you know, she'll say things at inappropriate times. It's kind of Koike. Well... This is why it's a little odd to see him out of his mind and possibly intoxicated when he went to the Las Vegas courthouse to apply for their marriage license. There's video of Nick pointing at Erica and loudly proclaiming, quote, "She's got a drug dealer as a boyfriend. I'm not doing it."
I don't know.
To which she replies, quote, "I never asked you to." There's a video with it. Witnesses say Nick was referring to an ex-boyfriend, and he also said stuff like, "She's going to take all my money."
My hand.
But they were taken to
my
a...
My hand!
Look at my... It's always moonstruck. Look at my hand. Johnny Cavallari. But they were taken to a private room, and they left with the necessary papers. So apparently the wedding is still on. Boy, I got a good feeling about this one.
Yeah, I think it'll be... You know, he's made a lot of good movies for as screwed up as he is in real life.
There's a great...
He has, but he's made some bad ones, too.
Great Absolutely. Story. Do you remember... Remember when Nick Cage was a superstar, when he was like the superstar?
The man.
Yeah.
Right? There was a period in his career where he was like the go-to guy.
Yeah, when he was doing Con Air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I mentioned Con Air because we had we have a client here at Podcast Village that used to work out west in Hollywood. And we asked him casually, he said, "Hey, what show did you work? What movies have you worked on?" He goes, "Oh, do you know the movie Con Air?" And we're like, "With Nick Cage?" Like a bunch of goofballs. And we all, if you don't like that movie, I get it. But it is a cult classic.
Oh, it is. It's fun to watch.
And he said, "You know, of all the people we saw on set, we barely saw Nick Cage." I said, "The lead actor?" They said he would roll up in his purple Lamborghini, park his car, or have somebody take the car away at valet on set, do a scene, smoke a cigarette, and then leave.
Wow. Nicolas Cage.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. My hand. Look at my hand.
But I will give him credit. He's in my favorite Frank Herzog movie, National Treasure 2.
National Treasure.
National now, why Treasure is that your favorite
Frank Herzog? Because Frank Herzog has a line in it. He plays a waiter at Mount Vernon, and if you keep your eyes sharp, you get to see Frank Herzog playing a waiter.
Pretty cool.
It's great.
It's almost worth going back and watching.
Yep.
Charlie Sheen is launching his own line of pot vapes called Sheenius. I love America. Sheenius.
That is pure.
And the strains have names like Malibu Dream, Millie's Vanilla, Grandma's Perfume, and Clown Mace.
Clown Mace?
Clown Mace.
That's a good one.
He named all of them.
No.
Where's my Clown Mace? There's another one called The Legend, which he named because the kids supposedly kept calling him that on the street. He said it's kind of cool. What kids are calling him? You're a legend, dude.
Yeah.
He said it's kind of cool, but it's a little much. You know, legends aren't usually still alive. He worked on not being alive.
Yeah, he worked, tried.
But I started hearing it enough. This is Charlie saying this. I started hearing it enough situations from a variety of people. And so I said, you know what? Let's give it a try and give the people what they want. Charlie has not has been sober for a year. And in case you're wondering, he has not sampled any of his stuff. He said, quote, "I haven't smoked pot in like 10 years. It's just not my thing." A lot of people claim to be sober and still smoke pot. I'm not one of them, Charlie says. Sheenius will launch with 6 flavors on April 2nd in around 20 dispensaries. It'll be priced between $60 and $70.
Why would you want to buy pot from a guy who doesn't smoke pot?
Exactly. And does Clown Mace taste like clown or more like mace?
Clown Mace.
Clown Mace.
That is so funny. We don't want you to get behind on your political correctness, so here's an update. The newest word offending people is cyclist. Researchers in Australia found that the term cyclist can dehumanize someone on a bicycle, and drivers who use it can even be more dangerous around cyclists because they don't think of them as, quote, completely human. Oh, my God.
Now, Pony, you used to work in a bike shop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cycle shop.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the word cyclist. I don't think it dehumanizes you at all.
But since you worked in a bike shop, you can still say it.
I can say it,
yes.
But you can't.
I cannot.
Well, you know what you're supposed to say since you're not on a bike? You're supposed to say people on bikes now.
People on bikes.
Oh, God.
Not cyclist.
It takes too long.
I call them douchebags.
That's fine.
Thank you, Oscar. According to an engineering professor from Mississippi State University, we need to stop walking up or down escalators when we're in a hurry because it really just slows everything down. She says the most efficient thing to do on an escalator is to have two people ride side by side. That would get the most people up or down the fastest. When someone starts walking, they may get up or down a little faster, but overall, for the greater good, it makes the whole process slower. So I've done both. I have been in a hurry. And if you, you know, really have to get somewhere, it's kind of frustrating if you're late for your flight to sit there and stand when you could be, you know,
footing it up the
stairs.
I disagree. I think the policy has always been stand right, walk left. So you don't block anybody, but if you don't
That's
want
what I thought.
Yeah. What I love walking on are those moving sidewalks in airports because it looks like you're walking really fast.
Super fast compared to and you know, and Carla doesn't take those sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll just let her get a head start, and then I'll be, I'm finally faster.
Later, jerk.
Finally faster, gonna die younger. Yep, thank you very much. There's a 30, oh, a little something, something.
Oh,
now, there's a 32-year-old guy named Brian Anderson from Dundee, Florida.
Dundee, Florida, where is that?
That's 2 miles north of Stupid.
On Tuesday morning.
He called the cops to report an armed robbery. He said two guys jumped out of a car, stole his money, his necklace, and his phone at gunpoint, and then drove off. When the cops investigated, they realized he'd made it all up, and he admitted the reason was he didn't want to go to his 11 a.m. shift at Hardee's. Well, who would, right? Who would want to do that? Who would, right? Come
all right.
on.
All right, ladies.
He was arrested for misuse of 911 and making a false report. On the bright side, he went to jail, which means he did get out of work, and it led me to another Florida slogan of the day. Haven't done one in a while.
Oh, this has been a long time since we've had a new Florida slogan. What is it?
This one, I think, has a chance to actually be on the license plate if I play my cards right.
Excellent.
Here we go. Florida, too lazy to flip a burger. Thank you very much. There it is.
We need that in Latin, though. We need it
my
in
God,
Latin.
Yes. We'll take a break. Come back with more The Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Cake Man and the Cookie Mistress, Rob and Katie.
Hey there! This is Katie of the Cake and Cookie Show. Despite our name, we have a
I'm leaving that in.
Okay. Hey! Shut up, Dan. Despite our name, we have a champagne-dominated show with a white wine Dan in studio, a new family member, and the greatest prank ever. Tune in for a new episode.
Cake and Cookies. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
You know what? What I love about the Rob and Katie Show, especially if she's been drinking a little bit, her pregnant pauses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's endearing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus show. Hey, jerkwads.
Hey!
Do you wonder what it must be like to listen to the TMOS bonus show? Well, let me tell you. Have you ever been hanging around your kitchen, juicing a bag of lemons, and you go to turn a page in your cookbook, and you get a paper cut, and you get lemon juice in the cut, and as you grasp your hand in pain, you knock over your salt shaker, and salt gets in the wound, and your eyes tear up so you can't see, and you stub your pinky toe on the credenza! The bonus show is nothing like that. It doesn't cause pain. It causes laughter. You subscribe, we talk, you get the funny. If you don't subscribe, woe be unto you. It's the most fun we have all week. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So buy it. Try it. Do it. Help it.
Help
push it.
It
up the hill.
Do
be
it.
A good boy. Thank you. Pick it. Eat it.
Don't pick it.
Anyway, you haven't got time for the pain. Let's open up the audio vault.
Mike, don't pick it.
Don't pick it. It'll get infected. You don't want to get impetigo.
So we were talking this week about flying and being in airplanes and stuff, and you were watching airplane crashes. So let's start with this. I find this so impossibly cute. It's a three-year-old named Oliver. He's getting on the plane. It's a Southwest flight. And everyone that he passes in the aisle, he asks their name.
Oh.
This is and what's great are the people
that's
that say, and what's your name? Like, listen.
Your name?
Come on,
bud.
Your name?
Craig, what's your name?
Sylvia, what's your name?
Your name?
Josiah. That's just everybody. I love it.
You know, we took the tour of the school this week, and look, either love them or you don't. And that's all there is to it. If you walk into a room And this class, it might have been first grade, might have been kindergarten, I'm not sure. And they're doing something, and it's really quiet. And we're taking a tour with Michael. And we walk into the room, and it looked like a National Geographic special because it looked as though it was a bunch of primates that were there that turned around. It's like the pack,
you see.
And everybody immediately, or gazelles when they hear the lion, because the door opened and they all went, whoo! And I said, to the counselor who was given the tour, I said, you either love that or you don't. I happen to love it.
Just
kids totally distracted. Mm-hmm. The lesson out the window. There's another child in the room. Yes. And a little scary, I thought, for my son, but he didn't seem to
get handled
it
okay.
Yeah, he seemed to be all right.
All right. I love beer. I really do. But what I don't like are people that are into really obscure microbrews that are super ultra hip. They take themselves so seriously.
Okay.
This has a little bit of all of this in it. The Dogfish Brewing Company. We've all heard of them. They market themselves as a microbrew, but they're big like Budweiser.
They're massive. Massive.
They've partnered with Kodak.
Ooh.
Ask me why.
Why have they partnered with Kodak, which is a company that makes camera stuff?
Yeah, they've developed a new beer called Super 8 Beer because they've matched the acidity to developing fluid. So not only could you drink this beer, you can also develop film in it. I hate everything about this.
Some intrepid creative photographers actually figured out that you could develop film in beer. So while I read about that, we were developing a beer called Super 8, made with 8 sort of super ingredients, from red quinoa to prickly pear to boysenberries to elderberries and red Hawaiian sea salt. And we said, this beer is going to have an acidic, sort of sour pH. It's going to have a heightened level of vitamin C. And we thought this beer could be the ultimate film developing catalyst. We tested it. Lo and behold, it is. So we are going to be making a film this summer, submersing the Super 8 film from Kodak in the Super 8 beer from Dodge.
Shut up, please.
And
good God, go get bent. Drop that guy off into the mountains of West Virginia where those moonshiners live. That's and right. Have him pick his bones to the bare bones.
And Mike, yes, if you're wondering,
me off.
He did have a beard.
of course he did.
All right, let's close with this.
From Brooklyn.
Let's close with this. It's pretty hard to not like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Of course.
He's driving in the car the other day. He put this on Instagram. He's at a stoplight next to a school bus. The school bus realizes
it's The Rock.
It's The Rock in the next car. Turns out they're a baseball team, and he engages with them.
Yeah. All right. What up? Where are you guys going?
You're going
to it now?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to kick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, boys. Hey, keep going on the road.
They won the game 23-1.
Nice.
That is
blessed
so cool.
By James.
Can you
Dwayne
play
Johnson?
That again?
Of course.
I love that. Play that one again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll the window down, Rock.
All right. Where are you guys going?
Baseball game.
You're going to it now?
Yeah.
Right, you're going to kick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, boys. Hey, keep going on the road.
That's a great celebrity sighting.
Love
right
that.
There.
So anyway, cool. That is your magic audio.
So cool.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear on our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Yak Shack is open always for you. Call us, especially in the middle of the night. We'd love to get your phone calls. It'd be fantastic. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We'd love to hear your phone calls. Don't make them all drunk, but we'd like to hear your goofy calls. You got a question, you got an answer, you got anything for us, we'd like to hear it on the Yak Shack. It'd be fantastic. So please send us a call. It's a number again. Oh, say it again? All right, I will. 888-920-MORE. More. That's 888-920-6673. We'd love to hear your calls on the Yak Shack. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying I got 2 hours of sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow with another fantastic episode of the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you. And go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Goodbye, duties.